All right, we had big broadcasting news yesterday when Jimmy Johnson announced his retirement from Fox. We're going to hear that announcement, talk about Jimmy retiring from the broadcasting side of football coming up here in about 15 minutes, and maybe we'll talk about that with a man who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline, fresh back from the Combine in Indianapolis. It's Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are y'all doing?
Morning. Good. How was the combine?
Well, I think it was good. I was really only at the combine for about 24 hours. I had a scheduling conflict. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. What was that all about?
My scheduling conflict was that I forgot the combine was this week. That's what it was.
You had other things to do, I guess.
I had other things going on, right? I mean, is it really important for a GM to be at the combine? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, yes. It's huge. You talk to your scouts and your coaches and you look at the players.
I don't need to see guys out there doing their skills. I don't need all that to make poor football decisions. I can do that on my own. No, my scheduling conflict was that I had to be in court for another fun baby.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
Another fun baby.
Another one.
Yep. I know what you're thinking. Yes, yes, yes. I swear I got more illegal babies than Elon at this point. But at least I do it the fun way. You know, Elon, he does it in vitro.
Uh-huh.
I do it in vagino.
Okay.
Don't you love them pretty Italian phrases like that? In vagino. I love that. But speaking of family, very important to me, family.
Yes.
Jean is mad at me.
Oh, no.
She didn't like it that I gave Baruka a birthday card.
Oh.
Because... You know, because Jean wasn't the female that pumped out that baby.
Right. I mean, we know that.
So
I just don't know why you bring this up so much.
And it really wasn't a birthday card so much as the $1 billion I tucked into that birthday card that got Jean so mad.
Oh, a billion?
Well, I panicked. You know how it is when you're a forgetful father. You don't remember to buy a gift, so you just tuck a little cash in there. And I was absentmindedly grabbing cash out of my sock drawer and sticking it in the card and accidentally tucked a $1 billion bill.
Have a billion in your sock drawer?
Yeah, when you have as much money as me, you know, you got it tucked everywhere.
Maybe.
But she got mad. Jean got mad, and so I've been having to sleep in the guest house.
Hmm.
And it's really hard fitting into that little 4,200 square foot guest house.
Yeah, life's tough, I guess.
I mean, have you ever tried to move 700 styrofoam heads wearing identical toupees into 4,200 square feet?
I thought you called them toupees.
It's hard to find enough countertop space.
Well, okay, in your short time at the combine, did it make you think what you may do with the 12th overall pick?
Who's got the 12th pick?
You guys do.
Dang, we got the 12th pick?
Yeah.
We must have sucked last year.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
My God.
7 wins.
Well, I don't know what to do at the 12th pick. What do you think we should do?
You're
gosh,
the GM.
This is up to you.
Well, yeah, but I've been in court. I don't know anything about what 12th pick is. Look, I'm trying to do something very important here.
What?
I'm trying to fight Alzheimer's by every day trying to learn of a new way of effing up the Cowboys. It's very important. Every day, you got to learn something new.
Every day.
I guess that will help you, yeah.
One day it might be by not signing Dak to a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Another day it might be by signing Dak to a big deal. I mean, you got to keep it fresh.
Okay.
Keeping it fresh.
How about finding a new way of winning or something like that, getting to the Super Bowl?
Oh, I win when it comes to going, making that deposit into the bank.
Yeah,
that's
we know.
When I win.
We know.
I win making a deposit in the bank, and I win making a deposit into a gate agent.
All right.
Either way.
I knew that was going to happen.
Either way, George.
Dang it. Hey, what'd you think of Jimmy's retirement from Fox?
What did I think of it? I think I finally won. That's what I think. Jimmy retired before me. He retired before me. I finally forced him out at Fox. He's a quitter. You loser, old man, Jimmy. You're such a loser. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. You suck, hillbilly.
Hey, that sounds nothing like the statement you released yesterday. It was really sweet.
I know. I did get my staff to make something real nice and put it out there, and I signed my name to it. But now that Jimmy's retired, I mean, I should say, yes, you're right. You're right. We have a complicated past, Jimmy and I.
Yeah.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I love him. I lost my virginity to him.
What?
He was a decent lover, a little bit of a head pusher, but he was a decent
guy
to me.
Jerry.
Now, our professional relationship, as you know, went south.
Yes.
Romantically, it never did. We always had fire and passion in that area. That continues to this day. But I do wish him well, and he's going to have fun down there in that Florida going fishing in his boat.
Yeah.
But just look for a little boating accident that may be coming his way.
Hey, well, come on.
You probably shouldn't go public with that.
You just look out for that.
No.
And for all the Cowboy fans who are mad at me right now, I want to remind you of our new upcoming team slogan for this next football year.
Okay.
Hey, the Mavs traded Luka. That's what we're going with.
Distraction. Okay.
Distraction. That's what it's about. Good morning to you.
Good morning. All right, that's Jerry.